Hello, Stan.
Hello, Andrew.
How's you doing?
Good.
I found, I got some more files a couple of days ago.
What?
I got more files.
Yeah?
Yeah, quite more than I had before. Like they were hiding them from me, you know? I got about, I think it's 135 sheets of paper.
Oh, that's...
Well, more than that, I think it's 143. Because a few of them were on two sides.
Listen, have you got a spare birth certificate of mine?
I don't think I have your birth certificate, Stan.
Oh.
What's it for?
Well, I need that to apply for a house.
Whereabouts? In Dundee?
Yeah.
What do you need that for? Is it with the council?
Look, this will tax, right? I can't afford it.
Ah, got ya. Yeah, I understand now. But what do you need a birth certificate for? They've got you on record anyway. They've got you, is it the council?
Yeah.
How much are they charging you extra for the room?
£40 a month.
Now that's a bit much. Dan. Do you have a carer yet?
Yeah.
Right. Actually, Stan, you can get round that because you've got a carer. Now,
Steps is sorting that out, me getting a place.
Who is? Yeah, but listen to this. All you need to say, have a word with your doctor or somebody. Now, you get a carer, right? So you've got a carer that comes round and cleans up and things for you?
No.
So what have you got?
Somebody that tells me what to do.
Who is that?
Steps.
So who's Steps? Is that like, hang on a minute, Stan. What does she do?
She just organises things for me.
Does she get paid? What's the situation that she gets paid? Is she a nurse or something?
No, she's not a nurse. She's a helper.
Right, and who pays her?
Oh, you dirty bastard. Fucking cat just swiped two sausages in one go off my plate.
Oh, you got a new cat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but listen to this. You've got the person that you've got called Step. How does she get paid?
She gets paid by the government.
And is it like direct payments or something?
I don't know.
Right, have a word with her, right? Ask her if she's like a personal assistant or something.
The social work department got me onto her.
And have a word with social work. They're the best people to start with. But listen, Stanley. I had someone like that. And they gave me money to pay her. I used to pay her myself, but they gave me the money. And you actually get an allowance for her to spend, to stay with you overnight, maybe a couple of nights a week, right? So for that to be done, you have to have a spare room.
Right.
So that's called a stopover, right? So, like, say you're having a bit of a crisis. You need somebody to stop overnight. Well, that's what the spare room's for. You see what I mean? You could get past that, you see, Stan, if you talk to your social worker about that. Because if it's like supporting people or direct payment, they give you an allowance for her to stay overnight. Right? You don't have to use it.
It's done through the welfare office.
Which you mean welfare?
You know, like social worker.
Right. When did you get her?
I got her a month ago.
All right. All right. Yeah. I've got a lot of stuff, a lot of junk, and I'm clearing out. Taking me forever to get it done. Still got what's it called? Satellite TV.
What have I still got? Satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've still got it.
Right. Oh, that's good. Hey, do you know Aunt Libby?
No.
Right. Susan told me Aunt Libby was wanting to talk to me. She wanted to talk to me, but I don't know what was happening. I think maybe Libby was just asking out of curiosity, you know.
Well, she don't want to talk to me, so we'll get a conversation.
Why not?
Yeah, because I'm not one for talking, am I?
No, but I mean Libby, Aunt Libby. Well, I think I met somebody a little while ago from Peterhead, Stan. You remember, is it Peter? Remember him with the boils on his neck?
Oh, right, Ian was on about him.
Yeah. Does he have a scarf? Does he like to wear, like, a silk scarf?
I can't hear you too well.
I'm saying, does he like to wear a silk scarf sort of thing?
I haven't got a clue, I don't even know him.
Well, you remember Keith went up to, I think he lived on Mary Street or St. Mary Street, is that right? Okay. Like, he was in Gordon Mann's.
Oh, right, that one.
Yeah. Not Peter with the, I don't think it's not Peter with the club foot. It's the other, the Peter, I think he had fair hair. He had spots on his neck.
Vaguely remember him in the digs.
Well, he went about...
We used to bully him.
Yeah, I noticed that. But the thing is, he went to live in, I think it was Mary Street.
Oh, right.
And he had these spots on his neck.
Oh, right. His brother's... his brother's aged up.
What's that?
His brother's aged up.
Oh, he's got AIDS.
Yeah.
What's his brother's name?
I haven't got a clue.
Well, there was a guy, Keith took him up to the flat, took me up to his flat.
Typical.
But I didn't really know him. I says, look, he's got kind of boils on his neck, I said, you know. But Keith tried to say that he was calling you names. And I says, look, it's got nothing to do with me. You're going to have to see Stanley about that. But Keith tried to tell me that he said, Keith said Stanley wants you to do something about it. I said, look, if Stanley wanted to do something about it, he'd do it himself.
Yeah, fucking right.
So anyway, Keith took me up there under that pretense, right, under false pretenses, right? He said that when we got there.
Yeah.
But the guy fired an air rifle at me, right? But Keith was a, like, right troublemaker, you know. But he had, like, a top flat. It was like a loft flat. You know, like, Anne Milne's top floor?
Yeah.
You know, like, you had the sloped ceiling and walls.
Right.
So, like, half the flat was in the roof, you know. And, this guy, Peter, growled at me, you know. And I says, well, what are you growling at me for? I mean, that's like animals growl at people.
Yeah.
And he kept growling at me, and he went to attack me, and I just thumped him, right?
Yeah.
One hit, but I didn't want to hit him for any other reason, you know, like the reason that Keith was talking about. Because
yeah.
I didn't believe it. He says, well, like, you know, if he said that, then, you know, it's Stanley that's going to deal with it. So anyway, I hit him and I got charged with assault.
Right.
You see, they keep causing fucking trouble.
Yeah, he does.
But the guy attacked me because Keith...
He plays people against people.
Yeah, that's it. Because the guy attacked me because Keith said to the guy that my brother's going to beat you up. And I said, look, I ain't here to beat anybody up. You know, I said, you took me here to visit somebody you said you know. And it was only when we were inside you said that, you know?
Fucking come say me, man. I'll fucking do it, man.
What's that, Peter?
Yeah.
Well...
You know I don't like faggots.
Well, Keith was saying that Peter said that's what you were.
Oh, get out of here.
That's what Keith was saying. But anyway, I didn't actually know anything about this guy, Peter, right? I'd only seen him at Gordon Mann's, and I'd never seen him since until that day. You know, when
Nobody
I was a kid...
Nobody used to knock around with him.
Eh?
Nobody knocked around with him.
With Peter?
Yeah, he did his own thing.
Yeah. But I think Peter had a mental illness, didn't he?
Yeah, schizophrenic.
Yeah, well, you see, that's Keith picking on someone who wasn't able to understand properly. That'll explain why he growled at me, because they do growl at people.
I think Keith
was causing trouble. I mean, if Peter had fucking hit Keith, I would have done nothing.
He's probably aged up, dude.
But Peter attacked me instead.
Right.
You know. So he growled and attacked me, and I just hit him. But I didn't like hitting him, Stanley, because it was just one hit.
You should have threw him out the window.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. I felt there was something not right there. You know, I felt there was something not right. I just hit him once.
I remember when I used to see him, right? He used to fill him with slugs.
I used to... Well, that's why they fucking shot me then.
Why was you with him?
I was shot by, what do you mean slugs? You mean they used to fire pellets at you?
Huh?
What do you mean by slugs?
No, slugs. You know that you fire out an air rifle.
That's what I'm talking about. So they used to fire at you then?
No, it was me that used to shoot at him.
Well, that's why they shot me. I mean, that's out of order, man, them shooting me like that, and I only ever seen them a couple of times, you know?
Donald beat him up once.
Well, I don't think it was very difficult, because I just hit him once and he whimpered.
Tried bossing us about in the digs, like, and we all say, what, who the fuck are you?
Well, they do that, Stanley, they think they're kind...
I can't believe what you hear.
Did he not have a girlfriend or something at May Cameron's?
I don't know. I don't even know the fucker.
Do you remember the lad?
No,
that,
I don't.
Do you remember the lad that used to hang about with them who had the little dog?
We never used to hang about with them.
No, I'm saying the guy that hung about with Peter.
Listen, Andrew, I'm gonna go away now, right?
Right.
Right. I'll see you.
Okay. I think there's something there. You see, because I got, I don't know why Keith took me there. I don't remember where I was heading, but I think it was probably on my way to, at that time, May Cameron's guest house. Yeah, I think at that time it was May Cameron's. But he took me into that fella's flat for no apparent reason. And then he told Peter that he was going to be getting beaten up by him after, you know, what the heck. But Peter attacked me, you know. I don't know what the game was there. But they shot me as well on another occasion. So now I know why I was shot. Because Stanley was fucking shooting him. You know? Fucking shitbag. That's what they like in my family, you know. It's not just Keith. He's like, that's how wicked Stanley is. He and the others. I mean, I liked Peter really, because Peter, when he was in God and Man's, because he was getting picked on. You see, I never liked that business of people getting picked on. But the thing is about people like that, including Peter, is if you show the soft touch, they go for you. It's like the drowning man or the person that throws himself off the bridge. Don't jump in to save the drowning man, because the drowning man will use you as a float and drown you in the process to save himself. It's like grabbing somebody jumping off a bridge. They take you over with them. So what you're supposed to do there now that I know is you don't engage. You just report it. Yeah, Peter had a friend. There was a girl at May Cameron's, and somebody used to come in, and she was a schoolgirl, and I think it was Peter's friend. Now, Peter, I don't really think Peter was gay. I doubt that he is. Maybe he liked the woman too. But that was a girl, a young girl. She was, according to when I was at May Cameron's, she was still a schoolgirl. And that fella, who was a friend of Peter, was actually intimate, touching her genital and kissing her on the stair of May Cameron's when I walked in, you know, the stair up to the bedrooms. You know? And this is a thing that he was talking to this girl, being intimate with her, and there may be something here with a girl called Fiona. And when I moved to Ann Milnes after living in Maycambe, I didn't like Maycambe. I moved to Ann Milnes, but Ann Milnes was just as bad. But anyway, when I was at Ann Milnes, Jean, my cousin, turned up with, I think her name's Fiona. And she tried to instigate Fiona having sex with me. I just said no, because Fiona said she was 14. But she did hint at being younger, I'm not entirely sure. But Fiona lived on, I vaguely recall where she lives, but it's not far from the Peterhead, the back of the old football, Peterhead Football Club. If it's moved, it might still be there. I forget what they're called, the park. But anyway, that's why I got shot. So they were up to something. I think Stanley and Keith, see, that's why he cut off. Stanley and Keith up to no fucking good again. And I had my father mention something like that. If Peter is gay and Peter's saying Stanley's gay, I think it's more like Peter saying, Keith, you're gay, you tried it on with me. That I would believe.